This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. Coming up on today's show, we'll talk with the new president of the University of Cincinnati, Neville Pinto. Joining us first for a preview of this year's Cincinnati Real Abilities Film Festival is Festival Director Deborah Pinger, Melissa Milanovic, Festival Accommodations Chair, and actor, producer, and comedian Nick Novicki, one of this year's festival VIPs. And Nick is the founder of the Disability Film Challenge, which recently partnered with Easter Seals to become the Easter Seals Disability Film Challenge. We won't be able to take any calls during this segment, but you can still join us with questions and comments by emailing talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Nick, Melissa, and Deborah, thank you for being here this afternoon and talking with us.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We're excited.
Yeah, thanks.
Deborah, start off by telling us about the Real Abilities Film Festival. What is this?
Well, the Real Abilities Film Festival is, I think, the biggest, that's for sure, and the most exciting film festival in Cincinnati. It's 4 days. It starts March 9th. It goes through the 12th. It's all at the Duke Energy Center downtown. So it's 4 days, 60 films. It's just a huge and exciting film festival, and all of it is by and about people with disabilities, and the purpose of it is to extend our human connections and to think and live and feel beyond difference.
Now, how long has this been around? It's been, 5 years ago that this started?
It started here in Cincinnati in 2011, and it was first brought in by a wonderful family, by Jeff and Susan Harris. They knew about it. They learned about it in New York, where it was started at the JCC. They brought it to the JCC here. But the next year, in 2013, LAD took it over. Susan Brown Knight, who is now our executive director, said, you know, this is going to be incredible. This is great. It's for us. And so she took it on and, you know, just really started this festival in a big way here. So that was 11, 2013, 2015, and now 2017. Here we are.
Here we are. Now, what's LAD stand for? Tell us about that group.
Living Arrangements for Developmentally Disabled. And LAD takes care of, it supports adults with developmental disabilities, 500 in Hamilton County. And the goal of LAD is to work with people to support them in having a fully expressed adult life.
So what is going to be new at this year's Real Abilities Festival?
It feels all new. It's really so exciting. First of all, everything is in one location. And that's never happened before. So it's really a destination film festival. It's like Sundance in Cincinnati or South by Southwest in Cincinnati. So you go to it and then you can do everything. There are 60 films, 15 free workshops. So if you decide that you want to learn how to be a model or you want to try your hand at making a movie on an iPhone, you can do it. If you want to try auditioning, if you want to learn how to walk like a model on the runway and have your headshot taken and see if you'd be good, you can try it out. It's free. So we have all those sort of entertainment-like experiences, plus 60 films, 7 parties over 4 days.
Melissa, what's it like putting all this together?
You know, it's a lot of work, but it's been a lot of fun, too. I have gotten to work with some amazing people to put all of this together, make sure all the accessibility is set. And, you know, for me personally, the film festival has a very special meaning because I have had a disability my whole life, and I feel like we need to change society's perception of people with disabilities, and this is a big way to do it.
What's the process like as far as narrowing these films down? Because you've both mentioned 60 films. You start off with what, though? Several hundred, I think?
That's right,
okay.
Yeah.
So what's the whole process like of getting these down?
Well, there's first a call for entry, and they come into New York, and a group of people in New York that are associated with Real Abilities and are associated with us screen initially, do an initial screening. Then about 150 films come to Cincinnati for us to select from. And we had a screening committee of about 25 people. Ryan Nemec and Mark Fried ran that committee, and they looked at every film at least twice, and so they were rated. And then the best rose to the top, and then we selected them. So and on our committee, it's very, very important. Every single thing is done with people who have disabilities and people who have people with disabilities in their families. So these are it's just a really nice mix of people, and it becomes very personal for all of us. And then
right, I was actually on that committee.
That's right.
So yeah. I reviewed a lot of those films, and you know, I can tell you that it was very hard to select, you know, just the 60 that we would show. But all of the films are wonderful, and you will not be disappointed in whatever ones that you choose. There are some that are definitely family-friendly. There are some that are adult-oriented. But no matter what, you will walk away learning something you did not come in there with.
Melissa, it was a lot of hard work for you and a lot of good films. How much time did that take? How time-consuming was it to do this?
You know, I don't know how much time I spent. Because a lot of the time I spent watching the movies, I really got lost in the movies because they were so good. I mean, you know, it was a lot of hours and a lot of long weekends, but it was definitely worth it.
Deborah, tell us about some of the movies that are going to be shown at Real Abilities.
Okay. Melissa talked about the family-friendly ones. We have family-friendly shorts on Friday and Saturday. Definitely something that anybody can bring their children to. And if you want to find out and look at the trailers and see what we're talking mm-hmm. about, anybody can go to cincyrod.org, Cincy Real Abilities, so cincyrod.org. And then you'll see tickets and schedule, and then you can go on in, and every single trailer for every film is up there. We just have some incredible films. I'll tell you about one. It's called Sanctuary. It's the filmmaker is Len Collins, and it is new this year. It comes out of Ireland, and it is a breakthrough film because 12 of the cast members and the principals, the people who are on film, on camera, every minute of the film, have developmental disabilities. And this is a blockbuster film. It's so funny. The music is so great. The acting is just extraordinary. And it's just taking off. So I'm really happy to be able to present that one, Sanctuary.
Mm-hmm. And Nick, share your story with us and why you're involved with the Real Abilities event this year.
Sure. So, well, myself, I'm an actor and a comedian and a producer. I've acted in over 40 TV shows and movies, including Boardwalk Empire, where I had a recurring role, Sopranos, Drop Dead Diva, a new film coming out called Dead Aunt. But in 2013, I was making a short film myself that I wrote, directed, and produced and starred in. And, you know, during that experience, I said to myself, why aren't more people with disabilities creating their own films and their own vehicles where they could play whatever kind of role they want to play? And so I created the Disability Film Challenge. And what that is it's a weekend film competition where participants have to write, direct, edit, and submit their film all over the course of a weekend. And these are 3 to 5 minute films. And each film has to have an actor, writer, director, or producer with a disability. And I set up amazing mentorship opportunities for people to encourage people to sign up. We've had the Farley Brothers, Max Bornstein, who wrote Godzilla and the upcoming Skull Island. This year we have Scott Silveri, which we're very excited, is going to come on as a mentor for the winner of Best Film. And he's the creator and executive producer of Speechless. But, you know, it's amazing that these opportunities that have come from people that have entered the challenge, and going along with the call for entries for Real Abilities Film Festival, you know, what's amazing is over the course, we're going into our fourth challenge, which will happen April 21st to the 23rd. But we've had over 150 films created from the Disability Film Challenges of the past years. And a lot of those filmmakers have gone on to submit their films to Real Abilities Film Festival and other film festivals, and some were lucky enough to screen at Real Abilities. So that's been an exciting thing for me as someone that was able to create the Disability Film Challenge, and now I'm lucky enough to have partnered with Easter Seals. So it's just exciting to be there. And we're actually doing the screening on Thursday, March 9th at 5 p.m. of the winners of the 2014, 15, and 16 Disability Film Challenge at Real Ability Cincinnati. And we'll be doing a panel with myself and John Lawson, who is an actor with a disability, who actually was the first winner of the Disability Film Challenge. And he's from Cincinnati.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. And then I know that both of you will be talking about the percentages and the numbers of people with disabilities on screen in Hollywood and how that really works behind the scenes. So you'll give us a sneak kind of peek behind the scenes for that with that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that's one of the most important things about Real Abilities is, you know, it's giving exposure for people with disabilities. And I think the Disability Film Challenge has done that as well, because I know for myself as an actor who's been, you know, a SAG-AFTRA member, and I've acted in a lot of films, it's very tough to get, you know, on screen in the current marketplace in film and TV. And so we'll be talking about those numbers of people that are hired and you know, just giving insight into ways that maybe the industry can improve, as well as success stories of people that have been hired from working in the Disability Film Challenge, and people that have created films that have gone on to, you know, get opportunities to be in the new TV show, The Myth. That's an upcoming episode that has a performer with a disability. And the executive producer had seen someone from the Disability Film Challenge. And, you know, we're just going to go into different ideas and ways that we could hopefully change those percentages in the future.
We will continue our conversation about the Real Abilities Film Festival. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU, and joining us with a preview of this year's Cincinnati Real Abilities Film Festival is Festival Director Deborah Pinger, Melissa Milanovic, Festival Accommodations Chair, and actor, producer, and comedian Nick Novicki, one of this year's festival VIPs. And Nick is the founder of the Disability Film Challenge, which recently partnered with Easter Seals to become the Easter Seals Disability Film Challenge. You can join our conversation by emailing talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. So, Deborah, this is just all kinds of films, isn't it? It's not just documentaries. You've got a wide range of different types.
Yeah, these are real. These are, you know, we have narrative features. So those are the fiction stories. We've got lots of just wonderful stories, that heartwarming stories, and that are beautifully acted and beautifully shot. And then we have some documentaries. Then we have lots of short films. And we have one called Spring Break Zombie Massacre. And so it's just very campy, very over the top. It's complete, you know, Day of the Dead kind of thing. Yeah, it's really fun. It is a film that was written and developed and produced and stars two young men with Down syndrome. And it is so funny and fun. So absolutely breakthrough. Sam and Maddie, and they will be with us.
And are there animated films as well?
There are.
Okay, is that something new to the film festival, or have you always had the animated
films?
Well,
we always look for them. Yeah, okay. And love them. So, yeah, we have some wonderful, wonderful animations, one called Cuerdas or Strings.
How many of these are produced by local people?
We have a special night called Local Film Night, and that's the last night. It's you know, sort of our closing night celebration, and we'll be screening many local films. I don't exactly know how many are programmed, but it's something like 10 or 11 short films in that film program. So, and they're wonderful, and they're about people, local people who have disabilities, and they're all by local filmmakers, some from NKU, some from The Enquirer, some other filmmakers who learned about what we were doing and kind of, you know, are bringing the stories forward. It's just really beautiful. We also have several filmmakers who have disabilities who are doing an exhibition of their work, but they're filmmakers who work, for example, at the museum center, or work at the aquarium, and they, so their films are about dolphins, but they have disabilities.
Melissa, tell us about the accessibility and accommodations at the event.
Right. So because the main message of the festival is inclusion, it was important that everything at the festival was accessible to everyone in every way. We've taken time to make sure the films are captioned and have an audio description. There are also sign language interpreters available upon request for screenings, and those requests can be made when reserving your seat in advance online. For attendees with sensory issues, we have sensory-friendly screenings where the lights are slightly raised, as well as some calm spaces that can be used as needed. Almost all of the events are on one floor with no steps, and the few that are on the second floor have elevator access. We've made sure there's ample room for attendees with physical disabilities. I believe up to 50 people who utilize wheelchairs can be in each theater. And then for any event that offers food, we also have made sure that there's plasticware available and that type of thing. So we really have tried to think of anything and everything so that everybody feels comfortable and can enjoy themselves.
Now, Nick's one of the stars who's going to be involved with this. Something else new that you're doing this year is you've got a lot of VIPs involved this year. Tell us about some of those people.
We do. We have Nick mentioned John Lawson. He's coming in. So a wonderful actor who started here in Cincinnati. Jamie Brewer is from American Horror Story. She'll be with us. And she was the first model on the runway in Fashion Week in New York. And she is amazing. Lauren Potter from Glee will be here. I think everyone remembers Lauren. She's just beautiful. And she's starring in a film called Guest Room. It's a short. And she'll be here introducing that film. Ally Stroker, also from Glee. She's on Broadway right now. And so she had a little break, and she could come. So she's here, and she'll be with us. It's just very, very exciting. Kurt Yeager, of course. We just love to have Kurt. He's been here before, and we really wanted him to come back. Steve Wampler, somebody that people here know. He was in the last film festival. We invited him to come back as well.
Now, who's kicking off the film festival this year?
Our big star, R.J. Mitty.
Okay.
He is amazing. And so, yeah, he is the one who's going to be kicking off the premiere luncheon.
He's from Breaking Bad.
He's right? From Breaking Bad. Everybody remembers him. And he is he went on to do guest commercials. And then after that came back, and he's just got several films in the works right now. He's got another television show. He's really a rising star.
And besides the films, you have a lot of programs and workshops that are going on, too. Can you tell us about some of those,
yeah,
Deborah?
Yeah, free workshops. If you'd like to sit down and join a drum circle, and you've ever wondered that, Melodic Connections is doing a drum circle. We have an organization here in Cincinnati called Cincy Stories, and they will help you tell your stories to kind of form your narrative so that it could be told on radio or in a film. We have people who will help you learn how to audition for a commercial or for a film. Or we have 15 total workshops. And then we also have a book signing. Teddy Kramer and his co-author Diane Lang will be here, and we will be doing a Teddy Kramer book signing on Saturday afternoon. So that's something everybody would want to do. And then Teddy is going – I can announce this, that he's going – there will be a Teddy bobblehead this year, ball game. And the first place that you can buy tickets is at his book signing.
And what kind of impact does the film festival have, Deborah? What are you seeing?
We're seeing greater and greater numbers of people wanting to participate. So one small number is that in 2015, we had 17 benefiting agencies or host agencies. And those are other agencies in Cincinnati that participate and benefit from the film festival. And this year we have 28. So we're seeing an expansion that way. So an expansion in our numbers. We're also seeing more businesses interested in hiring people with disabilities. They're opening the doors. They're willing to have a conversation. They're willing to take action. CEOs are thinking about it and saying, well, wait a minute, how can we have a full employment effort of people with disabilities in our organization? And they're reaching out. They're talking with us. They're talking with others. There's some real action.
And Nick and Melissa, I wanted to get your thoughts on this too. And we'll start with Melissa. What kind of progress have we made on inclusion and opportunities for people with disabilities? What are your thoughts on that, Melissa? Over the past few decades, what have you seen? What do you think?
So over the past few decades, I think we have come a long way. I do think that we still have a long way to go, though, especially when you look at mainstream media. There is a lot of times where actors and actresses without a disability are hired to play a role of someone with a disability. And there are so many people that are talented out there who have a disability, they should be offered those roles. And I also think that mainstream media has a habit of portraying people with disabilities as people who are not successfully living a life like everybody else. They are people who need pity, and that just isn't the case. You know, I'm a big advocate of the new show Speechless because it's the first one I've seen that actually, you know, is pretty realistic and actually doesn't use the pity factor. They use humor, but it's very well scripted and very well acted, and it has an actor who has a disability. So I think we've come a long way, but I think we still have a ways to go, and I'm hoping that events like Realabilities Film Festival can help us reach that next level.
Nick, what about you? What are your thoughts on the progress we've made?
You know, I mean, as somebody with a disability who has a kind of a unique experience, I'm as a comedian, I've toured on six continents. I do world tours for the troops all over the world, in Europe, the Middle East, Africa. You know, I think that as people in the U.S., we are lucky that it seems like society has become a lot more progressive in a lot of facets for people with disabilities. But, you know, there still is definitely room for more opportunities for people with disabilities to be in TV shows and movies and the mainstream media. But I think with hopefully programs like the Easter Seals Disability Film Challenge, and definitely with the Realabilities, that we're on our way as a society in creating more opportunities for people with disabilities.
Yeah, Melissa brought up the TV show Speechless. What do you think of that? Is that making some inroads?
Absolutely. You know, I think Scott Silveri, who was also formerly one of the executive producers of Friends and created Joey and other TV shows, you know, he really captured the normal life of a person with a disability, having the lead character have a disability and being portrayed in an honest light. It was a big impact on people that tune into ABC to watch the show, and they're sort of a little bit more used to individuals with disabilities in daily life.
So, Deborah, one more time, give us the details on the Realabilities Film Festival. When? How many different venues is this going to be in?
One.
Okay.
Yes, one venue this year. We're 4 days. We're at the Duke Energy Center, and it's in 2 weeks. It's March 9th through 12th, and there. Again, so many events. We've got a premier luncheon and opening night celebration. We have an interfaith breakfast, and that's open to anyone in any congregation. And the point of that is we'll provide films to congregations who want to start their own inclusion efforts or to empower their own inclusion efforts. So it's just so many events going on for 4 days starting March 9th.
And if people want to find out more about it, what's the website?
CincyRod.org. Okay. CincyRa.org.
And we have a link to that at WVXU.org as well. And Deborah, thank you so much for being here. And also
pleasure.
Nick and Melissa, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Cincinnati Realabilities Film Festival Director Deborah Pinger, Melissa Milanovic, Festival Accommodations Chair, and actor, producer, and comedian Nick Novicki, who's going to be one of this year's festival VIPs. And again, if you'd like to find out more about the Realabilities Film Festival, there is a link at WVXU.org. Coming up, we're going to have a conversation with UC's new president, and you can join us with your questions and comments at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.